There are lots of ads out there for cheap install-it-yourself home security systems, but they may leave you more frustrated than protected. I'm Allie, co-founder of Alarm.com. With Alarm.com systems, a local licensed security expert will professionally design a system to meet your needs. That same team professionally installs your system so it's working on day one. And all Alarm.com systems are professionally monitored 24/7 so you're always protected. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the experts. Visit Alarm.com/family today. That's Alarm.com/family.
With the right gift, it's easy to say, I love you. But saying, I love you, the life we share, and every unique, unexpected moment that led us here, well, that takes something a little more specific. Luckily, with Jared's amazing assortment of Pandora jewelry, including the exclusive Jared Holiday gift set, you can say exactly what you mean this holiday. Just shop online or find the closest store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 1041 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Foodies, thank you once again for joining us for the most delicious hour on radio. This is Matt Russell, presiding over the hottest in culinary and cocktail content. You are listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Now, as we make our way to the end of another delicious year, you know, there's all this talk about Hamilton. Have you heard Hamilton? Have you seen Hamilton? Everybody is talking about Hamilton. It's in the hashtags. It's everywhere. And in my world, we're not talking about the musical. We're talking about the malt, because when you put Hamilton and malt in the same sentence, that can only be one thing. We're broadcasting live from Hamilton Distillers, the crafters of whiskey. Adele Bach, coming out and join us. The party's going to go underway up until about 6 o'clock on Forbes Boulevard, just off of Grant Road, west of the freeway. We have single malt in surround sound. And if you want to hear the entire story of this great distillery that is an expression of the soul of the Sonoran Desert, come on out here and join us. Or just kick back, make yourself a cocktail, and listen along. Anyway, speaking of great cocktails and great food experiences, I am so jazzed to bring on this week's celebrity co-host. He is the man, the myth, the legend himself. He is a purveyor of protein. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Forbes Meat Company. Put your hands together for Master Butcher, Ben Forbes, is in the house. Ben, how are you?
I got whiskey. I'm fantastic.
Yep, that's how we roll. And I got to say, you know, not only are we broadcasting live from the distillery, but Stephen Paul, in his wisdom, has selected the barrel room to house this broadcast. Does that mean I have to keep my mouth quiet? I mean, the whiskey is resting. Do I have to? No, forget about it. They're in barrels. They're good anyway. Nice to see you back here. I had to have you on this show, Ben Forbes, because every picture, every story, every scene of you butchering and cutting and slicing and caring for protein the way you do, you are never more than a quick arm's reach away from a bottle of whiskey. So you got to be here telling us about what you love about the local whiskey scene.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. And I have definitely been a fan of whiskey for a few years now, and to have the Del Bach, I remember Steven at Christmas last year, he walked in and I pulled up his bottle from underneath my bench and he's like, are you drinking that right now? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, don't lose a finger. And I'm like, I'm not sloshed. Yeah, I'm having a sip.
Right, because the whiskey is part of the Forbes Meat Company story. And, you know, as again, every photo I see has you beautifully expressing your artistry with a leg or a hoof or something that's come off an animal that has really lived their lives to serve. And we're talking about one right here. You brought out for us, Ben Forbes, something that is just an example of what you get to do for a living. You'll call it work. I call it just magical. What did you bring for us to try today?
I brought my winter release. This is a prosciutto leg that I cured last January, put it in a bed of salt for 30 days, took it out and hung it in an undisclosed location. We won't talk about that. For another 11 months to just salt cure and get the Tucson terroir, as you would call it. And we sliced it open a couple of days ago. I took it down to Revel Wine Bar, a good buddy of mine. I mean, like, I pass these every day. Looking at them every day, and it was just like, when are we going to do this? When are we going to do this? And then the Whiskey Del Bach thing came up, and I was like,
A perfect pairing.
This is the season. Let's do it.
Okay, so this is in it. This is a leg of a pig.
Yep.
And the pig weighed what before he gave his last breath?
About 240 pounds.
Okay, 240 pounds. Yep. Okay, so this is a sizable leg, and I understand, you know, that there's an artistry to carving the prosciutto. I mean, the way you were holding the hoof, Ben Forbes, was like choreography, the likes of which I could not reproduce. But is there a skill and an art to actually slicing prosciutto?
There is, and I do not possess it yet.
Oh, please, give me a break.
You know, I think the wonderful thing about it is what I love about what I do is getting better at it all the time.
Yeah.
And I do love the art of it. I love what's happening in the Tucson food scene and everybody's artistic build that we've seen over the last few decades. It's pretty awesome, and to be a part of this right now is just phenomenal.
So much fun. Well, I'm going to put your very bold words to the test.
Okay.
I have a carefully and intentionally and lovingly a slice of prosciutto. Again, 30-day cure in salt, and then hanging somewhere that you're not going to tell us about.
Yep, for 11
and
months.
I think, now, what do you think about the pairing? I'm going to get a little bit of
excited.
A little bit of prosciutto followed by, of course, mm-hmm.
I'm going to join you.
That Dorado, yep. That mesquite smoked single malt. In right there, right away, that prosciutto, you know, you got the salt there, but it's got that mm-hmm. creaminess. It's got that velvety, almost candy-like. It's just beginning to melt away.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from the slicing, Ben. Don't sell yourself short, man. You mastered the art. Now I'm going in with the whiskey. No wonder you love what you do, Ben Forbes.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
No wonder whiskey's always on the shelf or under the table, everywhere in between. So this is the kind of thing that Ben Forbes does at Forbes Meat Company. He's always expressing, always imagining, always experimenting with different proteins and different styles. I would imagine this is busy season at Forbes Meat Company these days.
It's tis the season for sure.
Yeah, what are you working on these days?
We're getting all sorts of fresh prime ribs up on the shelf to dry age for the holidays. We're doing porchettas, which is a beautiful boneless pork loin with a pork belly rolled up, all around it.
Gorgeous.
There's this thing called turkey that people like. We're going to do some of those probably. obviously the ducks. What we like to do a lot of the funky, weird stuff. So I even have some dry aged beef. That's from Duncan, Arizona. It's a new company that I've been working with. They do a local Wagyu. There's a company out of Idaho that's Snake River, and they do a Wagyu. And Wagyu is kind of the rage. But to have something locally, this meat is phenomenal. And so I got four beef from them. And they've been up on the shelf. I like to let stuff sit and age, just kind of like what we're seeing here.
I must like the
and
whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And so prime rib is definitely the big hit of the season.
So where are your proteins on parade these days? If people want to kind of take a little bit of Ben home with them, and I know the line is long, sir. But what's the best way to find your stuff in the marketplace?
The number one way right now is every Sunday from 9 to 2 at Five Points Farmers Market. 9 to 12. I'm looking to my right here at my associate. Nine to 12.
And let's just, and
feels
be,
like 9
and
to 2.
That would be the lovely Melissa Steele.
Yes.
Who is no stranger to the food media world.
Yep.
Her cocktail beat mine in the cocktail throwdown. But I digress. Anyway, go back to where people can buy your meat, Ben.
They can look me up on Facebook and Instagram and send me messages. If I really like them and they have whiskey at the house for when I deliver, I will deliver a prime rib. I've done it to Elaine and Steven's house several times.
Oh, you have?
Oh, absolutely.
What a coincidence. Yeah.
Just because, you know.
And they have whiskey.
Yeah,
talk about a trade.
Yeah.
I like that deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, Melissa is nodding in affirmatively because she's seen your contract.
Yep.
She knows what's required for home deliveries.
Yeah.
There needs to be a little single malt or any kind of really whiskey or grain
uh-huh.
on the other end of that. But anyway, we're talking to Ben Forbes from Forbes Meat Company. He's our celebrity co-host for our live broadcast from Hamilton Distillers, crafters of the iconic, the world-renowned Whiskey Del Bach. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be checking in with executive pastry chef Gina Skelton from Casino del Sol, who recently exchanged her chef hat for a hard hat. And if you're wondering what in the world that's all about, stick with us on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate.
Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a five-cheese bechamel, and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order, 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Hamilton Distillers, makers of the world-renowned Whiskey Del Bac on Forbes Boulevard, just a little bit west of the freeway right off of Grant Road. Come on down. The party's going to be going on until just about 6 o'clock. We're going to be chatting with our good friend Ramon Olivas a little bit later on in the show, who has just come off an amazing production project. This year's winter release. It only comes out once a year. Today was the big day for the big unveiling. We'll get some news from him about how sales went today, and even do a little tasting of the liquid gold that people are already calling it, and it's only been out for the public consumption for just a matter of hours. But anyway, we're back here with Chef Ben Forbes, Master Butcher with Forbes Meat Company, making your way through that whiskey like a pro, man. I mean, but I'm just saying, look at you go! Anyway, our good friend Gina Skelton, Executive Pastry Chef from Casino del Sol, has been one busy chick these days. In fact, she recently exchanged her chef hat for a hard hat, and they've been doing some major construction out there, and here to tell us the story is Gina Skelton. Gina, how are you? Are you with us, Gina?
I am.
Oh, there she is. So I would imagine you've been napping a lot these days because you've been busy for the last several months with this huge construction project going on. Tell us what you got going on down there.
So we unveiled our thing for a house a couple days ago. It is life-size. It's 12 feet tall. It has 266 pounds of flour, pounds and pounds of cinnamon, ginger, cloves, nutmeg, 27 dozen eggs, 20 pounds of butter, 80 pounds of honey, 120 pounds of sugar, and 152 pounds of royal icing. You can literally walk inside of this house.
Okay, no, stop, Gina. Just stop for a second. I want to make sure that I'm hearing this. Okay, so you have built, with your culinary team at Casino del Sol, you have built a 12-foot-tall gingerbread house, 27
That's
eggs,
me.
Like 26 dozen ain't enough, Gina Skelton?
Yep, we've been busy. It took us 3 weeks to decorate it. And that's just putting the stuff on the house. It took us about 2 months to actually make all of the gingerbread, all of the conchas, and then the life-size Miguel character from Coco that sits right in front of the gingerbread house.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Forbes is sitting here doing the math in his head, and he just can't wrap his brain around the algorithms that you have provided. Now, so this gingerbread house is on display at Casino del Sol. Now, I would imagine that you don't want, there's no staircase or anything that people can go inside the house and run up and down the stairs. I mean, you obviously have to have this thing, roped off because it is such a work of art, I understand.
It is roped off, and we don't want anybody to touch it, but we definitely want people to come out and take pictures and bring a toy to put in the Casa De Los Niños bin to give to kids that need presents this year. And obviously we don't want anybody to eat it, but we did make gingerbread cookies and we're selling them in the gift shop.
Okay, so you've made a 12-foot tall gingerbread house, complete with 120 pounds of sugar, 80 pounds of honey, 20 pounds of butter, all those eggs, but you don't want people to eat it, because, you know, sticky fingers, might end up compromising the architectural authenticity, of the gingerbread house, and you certainly don't want that to happen, but the cookies that are available for sale out at the casino, are those, Gina, made with the same ingredients and the same blend and the same, kind of idea as was used for the house?
They're made with all those same ingredients and actually lots and lots of love. We just didn't dry them out quite as much as the ones that we put on the house.
Okay, got it. So this entire theme for the gingerbread house is inspired by the Disney movie Coco, based on the Mexican holiday Dia de los Muertos. You know, we're thinking bright, beautiful colors. I would imagine a sugar skull or two is making an appearance there on the house as well.
Yeah, actually, we made gingerbread men that look like little skeletons, and then we made gingerbread skulls that are then decorated in royal icing and edible glitter.
Okay, so you've made gingerbread men. Now, the gingerbread woman lobby is going to get very uptight. As a matter of fact, you're going to start getting texts and letters about that. But anyway, when you and I talked about this for an article that I'm writing for Inside Tucson Business, I asked you the question, you know, you've done one or two gingerbreads in the past before. You'd think you sort of have this whole thing down. Did you face any kind of a challenge or a speed bump? Or when you're thinking about building something that has the magnitude of this, was there something that happened that perhaps caught you by surprise this year compared to recent years?
Yeah, so this year we tried to put, we wanted to put churros on the house because they're synonymous with Dia de los Muertos and the Hispanic culture. And we put them up on the house and they fell down. And we put them back up and they fell down again. So we did that about three times. And actually after I talked to you the other day and I thought that we had it pinned down, they came down again. So the churros are no longer on the house. We put gingerbread bricks in their place. So that was a little bit, you know.
Oh, the horror
situation there.
Oh, the horror! This is a churroless house. But I love when you said that you know, you tried to keep them installed on the side of the house, and you said, "Ah, just a little bit more icing. We'll just put these churros right back on the siding." And I said, "Talk about your sweet spackle." But anyway, this is a thing that everybody has to go out and see to be believed. It is this huge, 12-foot tall gingerbread house at the Casino del Sol, and they're also raising money and they're accepting gifts again for what? Casa de los Niños, did you say?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, and buy some of the gingerbread cookies while you're out there. Now, to talk to someone on the culinary team at Casino del Sol, without mentioning Whiskey Del Bac and beef, would be a disservice. I understand that Executive Chef Ryan Clark actually is featuring a Whiskey Del Bac rubbed cut of beef at PY Steakhouse. Gina, have you even had a chance to try this yet?
I have, and it's amazing. So delicious.
Okay, sounds like another day at the office for Ben Forbes. But anyway, Gina Skelton, Executive Pastry Chef at Casino del Sol, I want to thank you and, you know, Javier and Ryan and everybody there at the casino for helping to feed us all with great love, particularly around the holidays. And congratulations on another heroic finish for the gingerbread house. I can't wait to go out there and see that. How long is it going to be out there before you disassemble that? Talk about a delicious demolition.
Yeah, we're going to have it up until December 30th.
Okay, December 30th it is. All right, Gina, go back to work or take a nap or whatever you need to do. The fruits of your labors are going to be well celebrated by everyone. Gina, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks, Matt.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, ladies, he's here. Ramon Olivas, the assistant distiller at Hamilton Distillers, is going to be taking a waltz through the malts in this live broadcast on the Menu Live. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. but they're so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today, 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Oh, yeah, fellow foodies, welcome back. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and we are here in my happy place. My goodness, we are in the barrel room, surrounded by resting barrels that are filled with single malt whiskey, crafted right here in southern Arizona, back here with my fellow whiskey enthusiast and purveyor of proteins, Tucson's favorite purveyor of proteins, let's just call you out right now, from Forbes Meat Company, Ben Forbes. I tell you what, that whiskey and that beautiful cured prosciutto pairing is really working for me. I mean, really, on the palate, they just play so well together.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me while I chew.
Okay, even the artist has to have a chance to
enjoy amazing.
His own work. Yeah, it's just really is just amazing. So thank you so much for hanging out
with
us here. You know, one of our hosts here, certainly not a stranger to this show. We've gotten to know Ramon Olivas over the years and getting inside his head to really get a sense of the whole kind of the science behind the distillation process here at Hamilton Distillers. Of course, Whiskey Del Bac, a worldwide brand, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that, but let's talk about winter release. Here he is, the assistant distiller at Hamilton Distillers. Put your hands together for Ramon Olivas, who's here. Ramon, congratulations for all your success today, man.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words.
Now, is this the first time that an entire leg of pork has graced the barrel room at Hamilton Distillers?
This is a first. This is a first.
We're all about making news. And, of course, Larry and Kristen Gelman just walked in. And, of course, news is made every time Larry gets here. Larry, we're looking at a huge leg here of pork that is cured prosciutto. He just wants his case of winter release. But I digress. Big day for Hamilton Distillers today.
Yeah.
The release of your annual winter release. Did you guys get up bright and early and get ready for the masses?
Yeah, we got here pretty early this morning. Showed up. There was a fellow that camped overnight named Barry. He camped here last year as well.
God love Barry. anything to be first in line.
Yeah, I know. So he came here. He was first in line. Got his couple bottles of winter release, and he was off on his way. But big long line. There was a bunch of people from Phoenix that came down. So they left Phoenix early this morning to come down here. It was great. It was a super great turnout. We still have bottles here available at the distillery, so I think we'll be open throughout the week.
Okay.
From about 12 to 4 to just kind of sell them off before Christmas.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, and what great Christmas gifts these are. Now, I was privileged, Ramon Olivas, to be on the bottling crew at last year's winter release. You know, I understand. I mean, that is good, decent, solid work, man. I enjoyed that. But I loved the winter release last year. In fact, probably one of the best whiskeys I've had in recent memory. But you don't kick out the same winter release year after year. You kind of change up the mash a little bit. How would you describe this year's winter release when compared to last year's?
So a little difference between last year's and this year's. This year's a year ago we put the remainder amount of release into ex Woodford Reserve barrels. Then we aged it for a year, along with a barrel from Iron John's. He aged his anniversary beer, which was a barley wine aged with sherry yeast.
I remember it well.
Which was awesome, home run for him. And we were able to get the barrels back from him, and they smelled phenomenal. So we put some Dorado in those barrels, and it just seemed to provide, you know, it just provided the beautiful, like, touch of, like, sherry nose quality on it. And it came out great. We also put some of our oldest barrels that we have here in the barrel room in this winter release. So they're about 4 years old. They were a aging style called Vieux Fable, which is more common in, like, wines and stuff.
Right.
But we put some of that stuff in this year's winter release, which came out. Beautiful blend.
So from a flavor profile perspective, compare and contrast winter release with the iconic that flagship Dorado Mesquite Smoked Single Malt that I've become like a super, you know, dangerous fan of. So for our listeners that are quite familiar with your Mesquite Smoked Dorado, what are the kinds of nuances that we're going to get from the winter release now that you're not going to find in the Dorado?
I think with this winter release, like, it is very smoke forward, but the way that we blended it was kind of make it more harmonious, I guess. It's really well balanced with, like, big caramel, like, flavor from the bourbon barrels.
Yes.
It has, like, even at the finish, it has, like, a, like, nice bourbon tinge to it.
Right.
Since it had that extra time to sit in the barrels, it lost its, like, big heat factor. I personally think it tastes a lot like similar to like more of a Isla Scotch or something like that. That smooth, not too smoky, just like really beautiful blend of whiskey together.
I just had my inaugural sip. I showed remarkable restraint by not having any until about a minute and a half ago.
That was pretty amazing.
Well, talk about pretty amazing. You got that covered. Ben Forbes, this is spectacular whiskey. The winter release, again, like you were saying, Ramon, it's got this beautiful subtle smokiness to it, or the subtle sweetness to it from the bourbon, but it's got that great smoke that we fall in love with, and when that smoke and that sweet kind of start to dance, I mean, Ben, if you feel like standing up and dancing, just don't carry that knife. Put the knife down, Ben. But anyway, this is like a legit liquid gold, as they say.
It's delicious, and it pairs beautifully with that meat, for sure, that fat.
Oh, I didn't try the fat with the winter release. Yeah,
you got to try it, yeah.
Okay, stand back. This is not for beginners. Anyway, Ramon Olivas, you said you still have a few bottles of the winter release remaining. What's the best, easiest, and quickest way for people to get their hands on these?
Yeah, so we're right here off of Forbes Boulevard, like Matt said earlier, right off Grant and I-10. So you can come in here between 12 and 4 throughout the week until we're basically gone.
Okay.
Monitor our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram. Just keep an eye on that. We'll probably post when we're sold out because I'm definitely it's definitely gonna sell out. So
it's gonna happen. Yeah. I mean, I was gonna say probably before this show is over, but you guys are closing in a couple of minutes. But anyway, please do yourself a favor, do your neighborhood a favor, your entire family a favor. Make sure you get the winter release from Hamilton Distillers. Don't go away. We're gonna take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're gonna keep talking single malt with our good friend Ramon Olivas about the company plan for 2019. Stick around, fellas. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Hamilton Distillers, makers of the world-class whiskey Del Bac. We are on Forbes Boulevard, just a little bit west of the interstate off of Grant Road. The party is going to continue until about 6 o'clock. Come in here now to get your hands on what is sure to be an award-winning winter release. One of the guys behind this year's product in the portfolio is Ramon Olivas, the assistant distiller here. I mean, dude, you get to come here every day and call it work. I mean, I got pinch me, Ramon Olivas. I mean, I am jealous as heck.
Oh man, I mean, I've had a rough. This has been a rough week here, just like a lot of preparation for this event, and it's been fun though. It's kind of exciting to like it all culminates down to like a big thing like this, which is great. At the end of the year, going into Christmas, everything's blast. So we have a cat here on the table trying to get some prosciutto too.
Yeah, right. The cat smells the protein here. But anyway, cats are very much a part of the experience here at Hamilton.
Oh yeah, they're the distillery cats. They're more famous. They're more famous than us almost.
I think
you know?
Have more Instagram followers than I do. Darn those cats. But anyway, again, I don't think that there is a person listening to the show right now that is not familiar with Hamilton Distillers and Whiskey Del Bac. I mean, when you think about the days when Stephen Paul and his bride were positing around the fire, of course, at that time running a world-class mesquite furniture business and scotch enthusiasts all the while, they were kind of sipping on their single malts and kind of positing, I wonder if we were to be able to craft a single malt whiskey and like they do in Scotland by malting the barley using peat, malting the barley using mesquite.
Oh, yeah.
And that idea, fast forward a few years, and now we are in a world-class distilling operation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys would be pinching yourselves every day.
Really big light bulb went off in their head and made this happen. So can't thank them enough for kind of producing this idea and like really, really running with it and getting a lot of people to back this idea too. I think that's Tucson has been such a really great community to make that happen.
Now, what does it say about that rapid success? I mean, as I said, a few years ago, that was the Paul family campfire.
Yeah.
And now you are crafting whiskey that is currently distributed in what, 10, 11, 12, how many states?
I think it's about 18 to 20 now.
Okay, almost 20 states in just a few years.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand, Ramon Olivas, that might not be good enough for because their people are thirsty across the pond as well. Did I hear you right a little bit, a week or so ago when I heard that you were looking at international distribution as well?
Yeah, looking for Europe and Hong Kong and Asia, kind of maybe at the end of 2019 or 2020, somewhere around there. Whenever that happens, it's really exciting, though.
So how does all that happen? I mean, I understand that there's this great story
that
is a part of what Hamilton Distillers is about. And, of course, it all comes down to the quality of the product. But how, over such a short amount of time, has word gotten out so fast that people are literally clamoring for this stuff?
Oh, I really think the uniqueness. I mean, when you talk about mesquite smoke and, like, being here in the Sonoran Desert in such a very unique in very unique environment, like there's so many things that lend to the flavor of our whiskey. Like if it's like the 115 degree July afternoon or the cold 20 degree January night temperatures, it kind of all adds up. And mesquite is such a unique wood and such a unique flavor that like it lends something that no one can replicate.
Yeah,
no
true.
One can make it.
And I think that's part of what makes it so sexy to the kind of to the spirits media.
Oh yeah.
Because I subscribe to if you ferment it, if you distill it, if you brew it, I subscribe to the magazine that covers it. So I picked up got my copy of Whiskey Advocate magazine, the fall issue.
Oh yeah.
And I saw that was the annual smoke issue, and I flipped through the pages, and there was a frickin' centerfold of Nathan and Whiskey Del Bac. I mean, talk about a spread. That must have been huge for you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's been some cool news coverage as far as, like, since I've been here. We've had a lot of cool news coverage, but that one has been, like, the biggest, funnest one to do. So, they were kind of talking about other distilleries in the United States that were also doing single malt whiskeys, which has been kind of, like, a unique thing, I mean, for the whole United States, like making American scotch, basically, and all the people making it happen no matter what. Yeah, like making unique malts, making unique woods. It's really been really fun.
Yeah, I mean, think about like people down in the southeast part of the country are, using peach wood, you know, cherry wood, these kinds of things. And I'm just fascinated by what the profile of the wood and the smoke is going to bring to a particular spirit. But as far as mesquite, everybody else can just go away because Camelton Distillers has kind of figured it out. Now, we're going to be talking about your core lineup here. We're going to do a tasting through the flights. Now, flights are available here for public consumption as well?
Yeah. So we have tasting and tours every Saturday. You can look on our website at our Visit Us page. Usually we do them at 12, 2, and 4 every single Saturday. Just, you know, you can schedule that all on the website. We also have open hours on Thursdays from about 9 to 4 where you can kind of come in, and if you're interested in any of the products, you can take a little sip of them and buy a couple bottles or a T-shirt or a hat, whatever you need.
Or do what Larry Gelman just did, and he's walking away with a case.
Yeah.
Now, I almost want to disclose the price point of the winter release, because he's walking away with a case, Ramon Olivas. And now, of course, all of Larry's friends are going to be going to his house tonight.
I know.
$70 a bottle, right?
Yes, sir.
So I think a bargain at twice the price. I mean, that whiskey, Ben, for 70 bucks a bottle?
That prosciutto and that whiskey together? Can't beat it.
How do we package that up?
I'm thinking about it. I am trying to wrap my head around that as we speak. And I think I'm taking pictures. You'll see it soon.
All right. You know, and you got to come here and see Carly, you know, behind the bar in the tasting room. She sort of presides with love. And the merchandise operation is so exciting. There is certainly nothing that you can imagine a Hamilton Distillers Whiskey at Elbach logo going on. But anyway, great time of year to go shopping for your whiskey friends.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, if someone doesn't have a Whiskey Elbach hat, they're certainly not listening to this show. You need to come and join the club and experience Whiskey Del Bach and Hamilton Distillers. Now, we're broadcasting live from the Barrel Room. Is that mine, Ben Forbes? That looks like that's a Matt size. Oh, you want to do that for a photo. I want to like wrap myself in Ben's majesty.
Ben's me.
But it's a family show. the family show. Anyway, we're in the Barrel Room, right, Ramon?
Yes, sir.
And so you guys are having some fun doing some different expressions with the wood and the barrel program.
Oh, yeah. Just right there next to your right hand, we have an old Booger barrel.
It's a what?
Booker's bourbon.
Oh, Booker's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made by Jim Beam.
Okay.
So they.
I was gonna say. Yeah. I'll pass on the Booger bourbon. But the Booker's, I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just bought those last week and they just showed up yesterday. So
beautiful.
We're gonna be putting some more whiskey in those. We also ordered some tequila barrels.
Oh.
So we're gonna put some whiskey in some old tequila barrels, and I think. In a few, at the end of the year, I think we might try to buy some rum barrels from a fella in Chicago. So
what are you expecting the agave to bring to the single malt party? I mean, I'm trying to get my head around, okay, so I love that earthy, you know, that grassy kind of wonderful agave flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, of course, what you guys are doing. So what happens when they get together and start partying for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's cool with tequila barrels is usually they're old bourbon barrels.
Yep.
So it's going to not only give you minimal wood characteristic, but it's going to give you a lot of, like, earthy, like you said, earthy tones. But tequila is so unique. It has, like, that unique, rich body, smooth creaminess. I think it's going to really meld well with the Dorado, which is going to be really exciting to see what that comes out to. I'm smelling Distiller's Cut, maybe.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask you, the ETA, you're doing a Distiller's Cut, what, quarterly now these days?
Yeah, about every quarter.
Okay.
Kind of whenever the barrels are ready and they say they're ready. Everything's pretty much dictated when the barrels are ready, which is kind of fun. Yeah.
Q1 2019. And look, if you're going to do a bung cracking, when you crack the bung, will you invite Ben and myself? I mean, I never miss a good bung crack when I can get one. But anyway, what it's called. Google it, for God's sake, Ben. When you crack the bung, that's when you actually pop the cap off, put your thief in, pull out a little bit of that goodness, and it's a party.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Oh my gosh, I'm blushing the shade of the prosciutto. But anyway, that expressions the different kind of imagination and play that you guys do out here with the barrels is so much fun. Now, you mentioned Booker. My favorite quote of the mastermind himself, Booker T. No, was his name. And Booker T. No was wildly famous for saying, "The respectable amount of bourbon to pour in a glass is about two fingers worth. And lucky for me, I got big fingers." But anyway, why don't we kind of refamiliarize our audience with your your core lineup of spirits. Of course, you've got three single malts that you have available here for sale that are constantly being distilled almost 24/7. The spirits never stop.
Yeah, they never they're never stop cooking.
Do you ever go home, Ramon Olivas?
It seems like I don't. No.
Okay, so where should we begin? I see you've got your flagship lineup here, and as we taste through the flight, why don't you offer your observations on what you really want these to stand for? Where should
we start? Cool. I want to start you on the left over there with that classic. Your left.
My left. Oh, the classic.
Yeah, the other left. All right. Left.
So the classic.
So the classic.
He's had too much already.
Yeah, that's right. We need another hour.
So I always like the classic is kind of like everybody's whiskey. It is. I've never tasted anybody on this that didn't like it, which is great. I love that we have a product that encompasses that feeling. But definitely big caramel, a lot of sweetness, a lot of like rich cherry, dark fruit notes to it. Very, very easily accessible though. And a lot of people like to use that in cocktails because you can kind of replace any bourbon or whiskey in a cocktail with that.
So, spectacular. And I love that you have done an unsmoked version because this is unsmoked. Right?
Yes.
Classic unsmoked. Because of course, I everyone's, talking about and dancing about and partying about the Dorado. The Mesquite really tells a story. But this goes to show you that you guys know a thing or two about distilling because this is an unsmoked single malt whiskey, which the balance is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what's really crazy? I mean, what I always talk about this with American single malts, and it's similar to like California wine situation. Since we're not in Scotland, we're not on these very strict guidelines where we have to either do smoked or, like a Highland style whiskey or a Speyside,
yes.
Like the way it is in Scotland. Because there, it's like you live in the Islay region, you've got to make Islay whiskey. It's illegal if you don't. Like
that's
I don't know what you're going to do.
Like 9 or 10 distilleries.
And it's pretty wild the strictness and like the what they have to conform to. So since we're here and kind of just being rebels. Rebels that we are, like we are able to make a Highland kind of style whiskey that's good. It's unsmoked. It's not too smoky. And we also make a smoky whiskey, which is really fun.
Okay, great segue into number two. I'm going to try a little bit of this prosciutto with each whiskey along the flight.
Oh, no.
Cover me, Ben Forbes. Okay, the classic Whiskey Del Bac should be part of everybody's home liquor cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a hit. Like you said, it's a hit among bartenders and mixologists across town because it really plays well on the mixology side of things,
Yeah.
All right. So what's going on next?
All right. So now we have right in the middle, we have Dorado. So Dorado is basically it's our flagship whiskey, and this is kind of where Whiskey Del Bac was born. You can take a little sip on the nose. It's, like, very, very mesquite-y. It's, like, it smells like Arizona, like a winter Arizona night, I think. When you're driving around town and you smell, someone, angel making a fire in their backyard or something, or having a barbecue, hopefully cooking Ben Forbes' meat on the grill.
They'd better be.
I think that has, like a nice fruitiness. There's still a good sweetness to it. And peachy. I get some peachiness out of it sometimes.
I got to tell you, so I'm a cigar guy.
Yeah.
And I love cigar and whiskey pairings. And we were talking about food and whiskey pairings, and of course I think I got that down. But I love the cigar and whiskey experience because depending on what kind of cigar you're smoking and what kind of whiskey you're having, some work together and some don't. But the Dorado is a natural for hanging out by the fire outside, as you said, in this winter, high desert night, and a great cigar and a Dorado, you can't go wrong.
Oh yeah, you can't go wrong. And it is so unique. Like when I taste this, my favorite part about this job in general is like Dorado reminds me of so many different things. It reminds me of like camping when I was a kid. It reminds me of like having a cookout with my family, and it like brings memories when I drink it or when I open the bottle.
Okay. So if this was a TV show, you would see that Ben Forbes has literally hoisted the entire leg of the pig up to his nose to be able to. I mean, this is like a.
This is a really good pairing.
This is a Flintstone scene if I've ever seen one. A great pairing. But and I love the way now. So Whiskey Advocate magazine actually rated the Dorado. I mean, I think a higher rating from a relatively new distiller than I've ever seen. I mean, you guys got to be proud of the rating that Whiskey Advocate gave you.
Yeah, oh yeah, and it's crazy how much traffic we get just from that.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm sure.
In general, people compare you to people that have also been in the magazine now, which is, I never thought that would be like a, you know, like I didn't think that would be get that big, I guess.
And right. Well, it was big.
It's wild to be here and be there in that magazine.
And that particular issue, there actually is a whole article dedicated to cigar and whiskey pairings. So I would commend our listeners to go get a copy of that issue if there's any left on any newsstand in Tucson. But also, I wish I had the magazine in front of me, but the tasting notes that the judge, you know, the tasters, they do it all blind, the notes, the report on their experiences, was just beautiful. It was poetic. It was talking about that neighborhood barbecue, dripping with barbecue sauce and molasses and smoke and ribs. And, you know, when you're thinking about that on the food side, that experience can really manifest in the glass as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
So much fun. Okay, so we've saved time for the last. What's the last? The last. I don't know what to do now, Ben. All right, the last whiskey in our tasting.
All right.
Certainly not my last whiskey of the night, I can tell you. But anyway, what do you have going on here?
So this is the clear.
The clear
is an unaged version of the Dorado. So as you since it is clear, it's never seen a barrel. So I think a lot of people don't understand that, like, whiskey color comes from the char in the barrel, like how toasty it is. Lighter toast will yield a lighter whiskey, or maybe not enough time in a barrel will yield a light whiskey. But this has never seen a barrel. And I like to, it definitely has a smoky characteristic.
Sure.
But it also has a very vegetal characteristic.
Totally, yes.
And it's very true to barley. Like, since I'm working here all the time, with my hands in barley constantly.
Literally.
it reminds me of just being around, like, grain. And that's what I taste when I, which is, we like to say sometimes similar to like a mezcal or like a bacanora,
because
that's it.
Thank you for listening to the Ramon Oliva show. I was just going to say that. It has expressions of mezcal and bacanora. I mean, it has those properties. You can sip this neat. It would be killer in a cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine this is probably being well embraced by the local mixology community.
Oh, heck yeah. If you put that in a whiskey sour, you're going to have a great time.
Ramon said to put it in a whiskey sour, Ben Forbes. Right. With a floater of prosciutto just draped lovingly across the rim. Ramon Olivas, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a Hamilton Distillers gift pack. This is going to be something that Carly herself kind of put together to take home the lovely story of Whiskey Del Bac over the holidays. Have you thought about a fun question to ask our listeners today?
I thought of two, but I think I'm going to go with...
Choose one.
I'm going to go with, when did we start making whiskey?
Oh, great question. Okay, so when did you start making whiskey? Or when did you start selling whiskey?
When
did you start drinking whiskey? because I did it. I did it when I was watching Sesame Street.
Here we go.
I was five, for crying out loud.
I think legality issues, we have to say. When did Whiskey Del Bac start?
Okay, we want to know the date that Whiskey Del Bac started.
The year.
Started.
How about the year?
Okay, the year. All right, so you're being very kind and charitable. We just want to know the year. What is the year that Whiskey Del Bac started? If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. On themenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a Whiskey Del Bac gift bag of sorts. We're going to take a quick news break. Thanks for our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Ramon Olivas and all his culinary and cocktail characters in this live broadcast from Hamilton Distillers. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expressions of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Ben Forbes. That would be Master Butcher Ben Forbes of Forbes Meat Company. Put them on speed dial because whenever you have a butcher on speed dial. Wait a minute. Is speed dial even a thing anymore? Probably isn't.
I don't think so. Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. Call Ben Forbes.
That's it.
I'm in a protest.
There she goes.
There she goes right now. Anyway, Ben, are you just, I mean, look, we're surrounded by barrels. We're drinking world-class whiskey. Mm-hmm. We're just, the succulence and the creaminess and the saltiness of this prosciutto.
It's in really my mouth.
Filling out the story. Mm. Ramon Olivas. I mean, how can things get any better than this?
They really can't. This is Christmas. Early.
It's absolutely Christmas, and it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving. Mm. Reminding all of our listeners, there are just a few bottles left of the winter release that Ramon Olivas talked about for sale here at the distillery, $70 a bottle. I would imagine there's going to be limitations on how many bottles you can get, unless you're Larry Gelman, and he can buy as many bottles as he wants, because that's Larry. but anyway, $70 a bottle, get you this, and this is just a beautiful sipping whiskey. Don't do the whiskey a disservice and put Coke in it, for crying out loud. I think I saw one, I literally was at a bar one day, and I saw a guy order a whiskey and Coke, and he called the Dorado. Oh. And I felt like I wanted to go up to him and just, you know, banish him for his misguided attempts at trying to be hip in a bar. My goodness gracious, this is real whiskey. But anyway, what are you drinking when you're not doing Hamilton Distillers and Whiskey Del Bac? Ooh, I mean, Ramon Olivas, if I want to be I belly up to the bar, and let's talk about what are you drinking and where are you drinking it right here in Tucson?
Mm. Oh, you know, I really like to go to Pueblo Vida. Pueblo Vida is you know, good IPAs and good hazy IPAs.
Kyle
good
and Lynette are just
gems.
Angels. They are gems indeed. Yeah.
So
he's an IPA guy.
Yeah. If I'm not there, I might be at the window at Roy's liquor store on 6th Avenue.
Absolutely. Yeah. We know Roy very well.
Roy always has something weird in his beer case, and I can never see it. So it's always kind of like a fun game of. Whatever looks good, I guess, Roy. Give me one of those. Give me two of those, maybe. I don't know. Two of those places are really great.
Okay,
like
so you talked about beer.
Yeah.
I'm bring it back to whiskey, Ramon.
Thank you. Don't skirt the issue here.
He's right. He's thinking.
He's like, is Dale listening? Steve listening?
It's a politically correct answer, and I'm sure. And I know he doesn't want to offend anybody, but seriously, I mean, you make whiskey for a living. This is what you do.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you loving when you're not jamming on your own stuff, dude? Seriously.
When I'm not drinking Dorado. Which is okay, my favorite whiskey del Bac.
Oh, he said Dorado. I'm going to take another bite of prosciutto.
If I'm not drinking Dorado, I'm probably drinking Elijah Craig.
Oh, beautiful bourbon.
I love Elijah Craig bourbon.
Mm-hmm, beautiful.
Or like some cool Four Roses single barrel.
Beautiful. So far, so good.
Owl's Club, I think, always has like a really fun selection of whiskeys. A unique whiskey that I really found recently there was it's called Brienne, which is a French single malt aged in cognac barrels, like strictly in cognac barrels.
Gorgeous.
Awesome whiskey. So if you ever have a chance to see Brienne, I would definitely jump on that. 47 Scott has it all the time on the back bar. So
Great.
Go see Donald over there, and he'll hook you up.
Donald Gibson.
Yes.
Right. Well, another one of our heroes. Anyway, so yes, I write like a pharmacist. I understand, or like a doctor. Anyway, Ramon Olivas, the assistant distiller at Hamilton Distillers, making friends wherever he goes. One more time, website address, Facebook, and how can people find you online?
So Hamilton Distillers on Instagram or Facebook. Also our I think our like personal page or like our fun food page that we have is the distillery leftovers.
That's so much fun. Yeah, because you got to eat. You can't leave the distillery to go get a meal. You bring the meal back. You have leftovers, and you can't distill. Like Ben can't cut beef without Whiskey Del Bac. You can't distill Whiskey Del Bac without leftovers from some of Southern Arizona's greatest restaurants.
Oh yeah, I feel like we always end up having some like pretty wild meals. Like it's kind of turned into like a concoction of weird foods that Nathan and I bring in, which has also elevated our cooking techniques. We end up kind of like opening up some cool cooking books and trying things that we've never tried before just to like impress each other or like take a good picture for the distillery leftovers.
I love it.
And it really is so much fun. And Nathan's probably going to be talking.
I want to come for lunch every time I see it.
Oh, I know. Like,
I've been literally in my head thinking, okay, I'm going to bring them this oven and this meat and we're just going to hang out. Because I want to drink whiskey.
Not stopping you, Ben. Door's open.
Right, exactly. And Nathan's saying, what's up with this Nathan Centerfold thing that I heard about on in a whiskey advocate? Anyway, Ramon, thank you so much for everything you do.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I want to take this time to make a very special announcement. As you know, if you've been listening to the show for the 10 years that I have been blessed to run my mouth about local food and beverage, yes, this radio station that you are listening to right now has been sold. That means that the new owners are going to take over on December the 12th with a brand new format, which means On the Menu Live will no longer be on KQTH 104.1 FM after next week, which means if you're following along, next Saturday is our final broadcast on 104.1 KQTH. Our producer, Caitlin, is sitting here hanging her head in sorrow because this is the highlight of her week, right? Say it is.
Absolutely.
Come on. All right. Anyway, so we have a huge show planned for our final show on 104.1. We are going to be coming to you live next Saturday, December the 8th, for a special commercial-free 2-hour grand finale live from Jonathan's Cork. You know, Jonathan and I go way back. He was one of the pioneering players. There I go again with the alliteration on the local culinary scene, and we are going to be inviting all of the local culinary and cocktail characters from across Southern Arizona to come on by and join us for this historic last broadcast on this radio station. So come on by. If there's a free headset, you're going to be wearing one, and you're going to be sharing your reflections on how far the Tucson food and beverage scene has come in just the last few years. It is a privilege and a blessing for me to be able to call the food and beverage scene home, and I want all of our friends and all of our listeners to join us again at Jonathan's Cork for our final broadcast on this radio station Saturday, December the 8th, 2018, from 5 until 7 p.m. I don't know what to do with myself for 2 hours of live radio. The FCC better be on alert because we're going to be having a lot of fun. Ben Forms, I'm sure I'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. What do you want me to bring? I'll bring prosciutto. I'll bring Wagyu. You got it. Done.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it is Matt Russell and Ben Forms reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers! Come on!
Woo!